League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
In the UK for the last week or so. So we're all heading to the beach, and it's great to see the hundreds of people on the beach in and out of the sea. It's great. One thing holds me back though from thinking it's brilliant. It's not the awful people on the beach throwing a frisbee near your head. Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry it's hit you in the face for the 10th time. Sorry, I'm just a fucking idiot. It's not the people who have clearly force-fed their kids burgers and coke for the first 4 years of their lives at the size of a fucking house. Oh, but Nathan, we can be whatever weight we want to be. Yeah, that works for if you're an adult. Absolutely. For your four-year-old kid, no. It doesn't work for your four-year-old kid, that it's bullshit. I'm sorry, stop force-feeding your kids. They aren't foie gras. It's basic biology, chemistry. The body, while it's growing, needs goodness, not shite food. You may as well give them booze and fags as well. Which some people are obsessed with doing as well. Oh, give them some wine. Give them a little bit of a smoke. Give them some wine. Give them just a finger of wine, even if they're six. It's better for them in the long run. You say you give them a small amount of wine at four. They won't take it so much when they're 44. They don't want wine. They're four. They don't want fags. And they don't actually want your bullshit food. Stop projecting your own insecurities onto your kids. Break the chain. Break the fucking chain. I'm talking about chains. Keep your dog on a chain on a beach. You know what? It's shitting in my kids' McDonald's. I'm talking about chemistry. I'm fascinated by chemistry. I think chemistry is often made to appear more dull than it needs to be by dull chemistry teachers at school that you later realise must have been mercilessly bullied as children because they were probably too thin. But there are amazing facts with molecular chemistry that really can help you explain the meaning of life. So apparently, if you have an ice cube in your drink or water in your drink right now that contains any rainfall at all, which all of your drinks probably have, it's accepted fact that your drink, even if it has filtered water, will contain at least one molecule of the iceberg that brought down the Titanic. The way that the oceans and the rainfall mix and the fact that individual molecules are so small means that everything is one. It's crazy to think, isn't it?
Something in the water calling my name.
I think more than anything, it makes one think even harder about getting in the sea, though. Because most of those hundreds of people in the sea on that beautiful sunny day are definitely taking a piss. Don't try to deny it. The sea is beautiful, but it is basically, for the time you're on the beach, it is basically a toilet. You've all had a piss in the sea, haven't you? And knowing now what we know about chemistry, absolutely, you should take a piss in the sea. I have done it too. I've taken a piss in the sea. So think about it. All of your drinks contain at least one molecule, probably more, of my delicious piss. You are all drinking my piss. But you know what? Kind of relaxes me. Because I say when you're talking in front of people, like in stand-up or like what I'm doing now, that you should imagine people in the nude to relax you. That doesn't relax me. That just has always just excited me. But this knowledge, this just relaxes me. Knowing that however hostile you get, you are readily washing down pints of my urine like your Robinson Crusoe on his last knockings. And of course, we've all pissed in the sea. So look around you right now when you're outside on the beach or wherever you are. We are all right now. We've all been and we will continue to be drinking each other's piss like the worst and best water sports sex party. And that's why everyone should be relaxed in the whole world. We are as one, truly as one. I have your urine inside me, you have my urine. I'll take the piss, you take the piss. We are all as one right now. Who has drunk my piss? Say yeah. Who will willingly drink more of my piss? Give me a cheer, guys. There's something in the water. I've done a poo in the sea, of course. No one gives a shit about that, do they? Because I have given the shit that you are willingly ingesting right now to prove how together we can become. Who has fucked in the sea? Of course you have. It's my piss, it's my shit, it's my semen. It's the circle of life, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that was the original lyrics, but the sentiment is there. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. Is this the secret of happiness, I wonder? Knowing that even within your enemy lies elements of yourself. I'm not sure. Would enemies around the world come together with the knowledge that they're... Would terrorists come together, or would they be more angry knowing that every time the rain falls, they are ingesting Joe Biden's urine? It's probably why they train in the desert, to be honest. But ladies and gentlemen, let's make it very clear, this is not a desert. So there is simply no avoiding my urine. My love. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is when you're next in a bar and moaning about the price of the drinks, please stop and think. Just consider for a moment just how much effort has gone into these drinks from pretty much everyone on the planet. But I'd say particularly me. And my frankly lazy 13-year-old son and 10-year-old daughter. Lazy. Not overweight, of course, my kids. Not overweight, obviously, they're 13 and 10. Just lazy. They're lazy. Constantly pissing in the sea. Ah, dear. They're ill at the moment, my kids, actually. They've both got urinary infections, so they're off school today. And we're heading to the beach. And the toilet, Don La Mer. So if you'd like to join me, raise your glasses, because I'm going to propose a toast right here, right now, to two things. Togetherness. feeling as one. Love. You are me, I am you. You are inside me, I am inside all of you. Raise your glasses, full of my piss. And here's to my sons and my daughters, urinary infections. May they clear up soon, and may they wash down into your grateful mouths. Lots of love to you all, guys. John Lennon couldn't have put it better himself. Love you all. I'm inside you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.